Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. We're here today with Tina Taylor, and Tina does trainings in London and Leeds. Hello, Tina.
Hi, Kathleen.
How are you today?
Cool, thank you.
Very good. Now, you have a training company in NLP, and it is called?
It's called Transforming NLP.
Great. And that's in?
The NLP trainings we hold are in Leeds, in the north of England.
And you have another partner?
I do. His name is Nick Kemp. And between us, we do certified practitioner and master practitioner trainings in Leeds.
Great. And you also have some transforming products as well, huh?
We do, yeah. Nick writes very, very cool hypnotic music. So we've got together and we have created the Transforming CDs self-help series.
Wow. And they're available on your site?
They're available on our site and also through amazon.co.uk as well as .com. And I'm told you can buy them in Walmart in some places of the US of A.
Well, I'll have to check that out when I get back home. So how long have you been in NLP?
About 8 years.
How did you first find out about it?
I was working in human resources for an investment bank in the city of London. And it was a North American investment bank, so they worked us really hard. And my colleague disappeared for a week to do this course in this strange subject called neuro-linguistic programming. And my MD said, you know, you're next, you're going next. And I'm like, yeah, right, like I can afford a week away from my desk. And then when my colleague came back, I thought, who is this person? I just couldn't believe the difference. And then I just couldn't wait to do my course. And so I came along and did one of the courses with Richard and Paul McKenna in London. And nothing has been the same since. What can I say?
Now, you have a lot of experience, obviously, in NLP. But for someone who's just starting out and is inexperienced in the subject and maybe trying to decide what course to take or how this is going to work for them, what advice would you give them?
Well, I remember very early on, one of the trainers said to me that when you're going to go out from here, practice these skills and find someone that can walk the walk as well as talk the talk. Because there are plenty of trainers out there that can talk about NLP and they can explain it to you in the nth degree, but they can't do anything. And of course, it's an experiential thing. You need to see it being done around you to experience the whole process. So I would say go out there, find somebody that actually can do something with NLP so they can show you just how powerful it is.
Now, we're here at the Paul McKenna Seminars, the Master Practitioners going on right now, and you've also added something else to your repertoire. You're leading the assistant team here.
That's right, yes. I now help Paul and Richard pull together the assisting team so that the courses that are held in London flow that much more smoothly, yeah.
And what have you learned, actually, by assisting the assistants who are assisting the trainers?
Yeah, it's like I'm now learning everything on a different level. I remember when I was a delegate and then I became an assistant, I would be sitting as an assistant thinking, whoa, yeah, I can see how that works now. And now it's like I'm in yet another position. And my whole sensory acuity has got to open up even more to take into account of many more things than I did before, and I'm tracking so much more and seeing a lot more than I did before and hearing it too.
So it's a great opportunity.
It's a wonderful opportunity, yeah.
So many funny things have happened to me in my experience with NLP. Is there one that comes to mind with you that something along the road here that has really been quite funny?
It's not really an experience that someone has given to me. I guess it has. Yeah, it's my grandson. Because, God, if I knew this when my daughter was young, it would be marvelous. I mean, she has done a practitioner. But I've been working on my grandson. And he went along, because over here in the UK, the children go and they get assessed by various people to make sure that they're progressing correctly. And he was given one of these shape sort of things. And it had in a circle and a diamond and a square and a rectangle. And the woman said to Joshua, "Joshua, can you put the circle in the hole?" And he said, "Yes." And he never moved. And I said, "Joshua, put the circle in the hole." And he went, "Okay." And he did. And each time she said, "Can you do it?" he just said, "Yes." And he never moved. And I'm thinking, modal operators, take them out.
Did the woman catch on eventually, I hope?
She did, yes, eventually.
So he trained her well.
He did, yes. At nearly three, he trained her beautifully.
That's great. Do you have a favorite NLP book of all the books you've read?
Ooh, that's a difficult one, because I read and reread them so mm-hmm. many times.
Which one have you reread the most times?
Which one? I love Transformations. I really wish that Richard would have that reprinted. That is such a cool book.
Yeah. I like Using Your Brain for a Change. That was one of my favorite books.
I love that one too.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm rereading The Structure of Magic.
Again and again.
Again and again.
Is there a particular line or phrase, maybe from one of the books or something that Richard said on stage, that really sort of almost sticks with you, like a motto or a theme, or it comes to mind over and over again?
There is. I've got in my mind, I mean, when I work with private clients, if they're not moving in the direction that they want to move, I actually hear Richard in my head saying, if it's not working, do something else. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that I think has really stuck with me. And no matter what I'm doing throughout my life, if what I'm doing isn't working, I hear him in my head saying, it's now time to do something else.
What would you plan on doing in the future? You've done so many wonderful things now. Do you have anything that you haven't yet done as an NLP trainer that you would like to move into?
Oh, there are loads. I mean, I would love to do more DHE.
DHE, for those listening who may not know, is?
Design Human Engineering. I use that when I'm working with my private clients a lot. And I find it so useful and so amazing. And they're always amazed at what they can do mm-hmm. when they use the Design Human Engineering Toolbox.
Now, if someone wanted to find out more about your seminars and about you, you have a website?
Yes, it's www.transformingnlp.com.
Easy to remember.
Very easy to remember, yes.
And your services and your products are there?
Everything's online, yes.
Now, you also do some training on your own, other than NLP? Or
yes.
At least using NLP in another
well,
place?
Well, yes, I do, yeah. Because I originated from a HR corporate background, mm-hmm. and I still have corporate clients within the City of London, and I go in and I do sales training, and I teach executives how to communicate with their staff, and I teach HR trainers how to be better HR trainers.
Great. And is that a company that you do that under, or is it the Tina Taylor Experience?
That is just Tina Taylor.
Tina Taylor.
Yes.
I like that, though, the Tina Taylor Experience,
yes. Well, because something else that I do is I help, I'm very good at getting people pregnant.
Oh, really?
it was a seminar in the spring. One of the delegates came up to me, and there's a CD that I've produced called Fertility to help people with their fertility issues. And this woman came up to me and said she bought the CD for her daughter, and she's now a grandmother. And she said, "I had a tailor-made baby." And I thought, cool.
That's great. So many things in NLP are just so rewarding. I mean, it's... You know, the whole experience of to see someone
yeah.
suffer for so long with something and to be able to assist them with that.
Well,
know.
I mean, the whole techniques, they work across the board with everything. Once you realize what that person's doing in their head, you just teach them to do something different. And then they can have a whole new experience.
Yeah. We tell people so many times, NLP is not therapy.
No, it's not.
It can be therapeutic,
mm.
but it is not therapy. We teach people how to use their brain differently. We're educators in so many ways.
Yeah, I never say I'm a therapist.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's gotten a bad connotation over the years.
It has, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I quite often, people come to see me for help with problems they're having. And one woman, she had 42-hour sessions with a psychiatrist. Mm. And she said, "How many sessions will we need?" And I said, "I don't know, let's talk and find out." And 2 hours later, she's saying, "Is this going to last? I can't believe the changes we've made in 2 hours." And then I got another one of Richard's phrases in the back of my mind, refund.
NLP is obviously rewarding to you, but what is like the one thing that you love seeing when you're working with someone?
I love to see the change, the look on their face of surprise, almost disbelief. Is it this easy? Has it gone? Is that it? It's just amazing just watching their changes.
Well, Tina, I want to thank you for joining us today and talking to our audience. And we look forward to seeing some great things in
thank
transforming
you.
NLP.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you, Tina.